Vilina Meke Aloha Okoiki at Kakayaka. Aloha everyone, good morning. I know it's very warm, but if you're under the fan, you're in good shape. I'm Reverend Alika.
And I'm Reverend Burke. I'll be your liturgist this morning.
There are a few things we need to share with you before we begin worship, so if you bear with us for a moment. If you have any cell phones or electronic devices, please silence them. If you have any requests for prayers, there are a few cards in front of you. If you fill out the cards, we'll share those during our prayer time. Let's see. Nathan, or are you going to Nathan also? Oh, okay. But let me just share a couple things. This is Koa's second Sunday in church, and as you can tell, he's just taken by my presence. He'll come and go. He's 9 months old. He's a little skittish around new people, but if you're patient, he'll come to you eventually. He's good around women and children and other dogs, but not men. So I'm not sure what happened to him, but he'll warm up to you eventually. So that's Koa. And then in your worship bulletin on page 9, I think, there is some background information and a biographical sketch of Mahialani Uchiyama. She's with us this morning. I'll say a little bit about Mahialani later, but she's here with her haumana, her students. They've been on island for the last several days, and you'll get to enjoy what they were able to share with others while they were here on this trip. So Mahialani is here.
I have a few things to talk to you about, how you can serve your church, either passively or actually hands-on. The responsibility of the board of deacons, and you see the deacons in the first bench and up here as well, is to coordinate and help gather worship. So they are responsible for the sign-up sheet at the greeter's table, altar flowers, the greeters, liturgist, and they also are responsible for Aloha Hour. So we have a lot of responsibilities, and we have a sign-up sheet in the front at the greeter's table, and there's lots of blank spaces. So really, we would love for you to be able to help us be a greeter, host Aloha Hour, do some things that are on the sign-up sheet that you would be most comfortable doing. You can also donate to flowers if you're not able to help us with the flowers and the flower arrangements. There's sheets that specifically tell you how to do these things and kind of direct you. Also, too, you're welcome. Their deacons are so approachable and so nice. You're welcome to come up and talk to them and ask them how you can serve and how you can be of service to your church. And if you're hosting Aloha Hour, you don't have to do everything yourself. We will help you clean up. We will help you through the entire process. So I really, really appreciate your kikua and all this that we do here at the church. As they say, many hands make light work. So we do appreciate that. Are there any other announcements? Laura?
That's not embarrassing.
There we go. Good morning. Hi.
Don't
mind me. This is my daughter Eliana, and I'm Laura Moore, and I am here to announce about the Give Aloha program. It started at the 1st of September, and it runs the entire month of September. And it is a way for our church to gain more money through extra donations from Western Union and Foodland. They match a percentage of our donations. So I invite you to take a look in your bulletin. There's more information about that program. You can donate up to $249. It's tax deductible. If you want to use your tithes and offerings for the month of September, then it will grow a little bit more. As of the 14th of this month, we are only at $484, so we've got cover if we want to meet or beat last year, which was 4,711 houses. So if you have any questions after church, you can come see me. And
don't forget to give a walk off.
Thank you, Eliana and Laura.
Thank you.
Okay, we'd like to, are there any other announcements I should ask?
No?
Okay, so this is our favorite part of the service where we like to welcome those who are attending for the first time, or if you joined us after a long absence, if you could please stand so we can recognize you. We know who you are.
Aloha.
at the Maui Arts and Cultural Center, they had a stage that was about 10 times bigger. But Kumba said they would fit, so we're pleased that they're here. O okumu iya kai kalesia, o ke avalai e ko mako mau kupuna e, kupa ama hope o ke aloha, o ke akua mai ke kai anana ke kai, au nau na aku e, o mako, no hao mana a Yesu Christo, ea ea aku la me ke aloha, na lahui e komako ohana e, lave lave ia na lahui, ko ke avalai, ma o kapilina uhane, o ke kaya ulu a ke ae. Ho'olokahi ia ka ho'omana, ka liki ano me ka mo'omeheu Hawaii e.
Please stand if you're able and join us in the reading of our mission statement, followed by the singing of the Lord's Prayer in Hawaiian and then in English.
Te Avala'i Congregational Church, founded by our kupuna, is committed to sharing God's aloha from generation to generation. As haumana of Jesus Christ, we welcome all, love all, and accept all into our ohana. Te Avala'i ministers to all through the spiritual gifts we share as our diverse community, uniting our Christian faith and Hawaiian heritage.
Oh, basket in the
front. Will all the children please come forward?
And if no one after we can make you sit in the choir or up here too. Yeah.
So, I'm going to tell you something that I said before, so if you weren't here, you're hearing it for the first time. We're going to sing a song, it's called Grace, but the words are from the hymn, Amazing Grace. And in our hymnal, there's a little note on the bottom that says the man who wrote it, it talks about the man who wrote the hymn, yes? Now, when I was little, most people know this song, Amazing Grace, I've said this before. I'll sweep the sound.
I'm okay.
Let's say
okay.
I once was lost, but now I'm found. Blind, but now I see. When I was little, and I had to sing that in Sunday school, I thought, what is the Garrison song? I'm not a wretch. So you know what I would sing? Amazing Grace, I'll sweep the sound. Let's say the wretch like you. The guy who wrote the song used to own slaves. In other words, he bought people at his own time. And they had to do what he said they had to do. So when he wrote the song, he did say that he was blind, but now he sees that what he did was, and I will tell you this because I believe it, that it was wrong to buy and sell people. So when we sing the song, we have to keep that in mind, yeah? Because some of the people in this room, their ancestors were brought to our country as slaves. And this man got it. It's like, I want to know him. So we're going to sing a song for you. Oh, I got to get up then.
We're waiting for our soloist.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Holy One, receive these offerings as you receive our lives. Enliven us with your breath and make our purposes known, that our lives might show forth your glory. For we pray in the name of Jesus and by the power of the Spirit. Makainoa o Yesu, amikamana ikavuhane mondaje. Amen. You may be seated. Time when we share our joys and concerns, and there are things that I do need to share with you, as well as things that have come in. Continued prayers for members and friends of our church family who have undergone medical treatments and procedures, and those who are recovering, including Dr. Russell Stott of Kahului. We also include Mark Minich and Jean Walker. Jean, she still, oh, there you are. Well, we include you anyway, of Kihei, and she's recovering as well from knee surgery. Nia. We also keep in our prayers Neil Johnson of Maui, who is under hospice care in Arizona. And then Kathy Smith emailed us during the week asking for prayers for her son John, who is in Philadelphia. He's also recovering from knee surgery, his second one. Also prayers for a friend Christopher in Arizona, who is going through a challenging time in her life.
His life.
From Diana, something similar for colleagues who are down and in dark places, one with their home, another with work and not being supported by those in her workplace. So, is that correct? Did I say it correctly?
Yes.
Okay. Him or her?
Both girls.
Oh, both women. All right. And then, also, I'm not sure who this is from, but someone named Leo Diaz went missing from Hana on September 5th. They're hoping that they'll be able to find him. He did leave some troubling notes behind, so prayers for Leo. Going outside in the wider world, we continue for those affected by natural disasters around the world and across the country. Those who have been affected by recent hurricanes, tornadoes, droughts, typhoons, floods, and heat waves. We pray especially for first responders to place themselves in harm's way. I've got 5 more months and I retire, so you're going to hear this for the next 5 months. We continue to pray for those who are seeking reasonable ways to curb and reduce gun violence across the U.S., whether it includes legislation for comprehensive background checks, gun safety programs, a ban on assault weapons and high-capacity magazines, research to determine if the shootings are work-related, accidental, or criminal, or if they are due to domestic violence or suicide. Again, as I said last week, I always struggle to share with you the most recent shootings that have occurred each week, but I think it gives you an idea of the scope of the crisis that we're facing. Over the last week, at least three murder-suicides occurred across the country. A six-year-old boy, his grandmother and grandfather were found dead in Nashville, Tennessee last Saturday. It was a double murder-suicide. The grandfather shot and killed the boy and his wife with the .357 caliber revolver before shooting and killing himself. The two people died after an apparent murder-suicide in Shreveport, Louisiana on Monday. A 36-year-old man shot and killed a 32-year-old woman. They didn't say if the couple was married, but they leave behind four children. A man shot and killed his wife and teenage son in Los Angeles, California, in another double suicide on Wednesday. It nearly claimed the life of his daughter, who was able to escape through a bathroom window. So, yeah, I mean, even after I retire, yeah, I hope I'm not still saying enough is enough, do something. So that's where we are. We include in our prayers the more than 70 million people around the world who have been displaced by wars, armed conflicts, violence, climate change, poverty, hunger, and religious persecution. And we continue to pray for the Kukiapi, the protectors of Mauna Apakea. Matters related to the construction of the 30-meter telescope remain unresolved. We include in our prayers law enforcement and others who have gathered at the base of the mountain. And last week was the anniversary of the 9/11 attacks in New York, Washington, D.C., and Pennsylvania. Those commemorations have come and gone, but we still want to remember the almost 3,000 victims who died, not only Americans, but many others from different parts of the world and their families. The death toll from that day continues as we learn that first responders continue to succumb to health issues related to the attack. Okay, I should have asked this last week. I'm changing gears a little here. Tom and Bev Haas, are you here? Were you here last Sunday? My excuse is I can't see that far. But Tom and Bev are from Downington, Pennsylvania. They're back on island. We celebrated their 40th anniversary here in 2008 and their 50th anniversary last year. So welcome back home to mommy. Where's Cameron? Linda and Cameron, I'm so sorry, Mahiamani, but apparently he's traveling to the Bay Area, but he'll be in Oakland. She's in Berkeley. He's going there to officiate at the wedding of a niece. And so he says, shall we pray? Cameron is weird.
He's talking.
Yeah. We're two peas in a pod. And then I also want to say that we give thanks for the presence of those who have come to share their mele and ole and hula of Hawaii. Yeah? So mahalo for being here. Let us pray. God of Moses and God of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, in the beginning you hovered over creation and still you brood over the world today. We pray for the earth that mourns, for rivers smeared with waste and ground stripped and ravaged. Do not let us wait too long. Do not let us know disaster. Teach us who are foolish what it means to do good. We pray for your children scattered by war and famine, hurricane and typhoon, hatred and greed. For the people of Yemen and Syria, Hong Kong and Kashmir, Guatemala and El Salvador, Puerto Rico and the Bahamas, and so many other places whose heartbreak is old news, but whose loss is relentless. We pray for all who cannot rest in safety, who must remain alert to signs of danger because of war or because their homes have been torn apart by violence, or because they have no shelter but the streets. Help us to move with compassion toward those in need. We pray for neighbors, friends, and family who are troubled in mind, body, or spirit, for mothers who face hard illness, for brothers haunted by anxious thoughts, for children who do not know whom they can trust. So, in the silence of this moment, we lift the names and faces we know into the light of your love. Search them out, O God, and bring them home. God of the mountain, God of the sea, God of the earth, and God of the sky, help us neither to bow to fear nor to be silenced by chaos. Instead, move us resolutely toward your world in need until we share the mercy we have discovered in the name of Jesus Christ. Hear all of our prayers, O God, and grant us your peace. May your mercy and grace overflow from our lives that we might honor your name in the world. We give you thanks for those who have run the race of faith before us and now surround us like a cloud of witnesses. Ke havi aku mahalo nei ma kouia oe, maloa no na kanaka, iholo I ke ala o kamanahu io, mamua o mako. A ke ho'opuni nei, e like me ke ao, o nā ho'ike. Mahalo ke akua, mahalo nā kupuna, mahalo nā aumakua. Amen.
Oh,
Sorry, I'm having a little conversation back here. The second reading for this morning is taken from the Gospel according to Luke. I'm reading in chapter 9, verses 28 through 36. This is God's Word from the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible. Now about 8 days after these sayings, Jesus took with him Peter, John, and James, and went up on a mountain to pray. And while he was praying, the appearance of his face changed, and his clothes became dazzling white. Suddenly they saw two men, Moses and Elijah, talking to him. They appeared in glory and were speaking of his departure, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. Now Peter and his companions were weighed down with sleep, but since they had stayed awake, they saw his glory and the two men who stood with him. Just as they were leaving, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three dwellings, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah," not knowing what he said. While he was saying this, a cloud came and overshadowed them, and they were terrified as they entered the cloud. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my son, my chosen. Listen to him." When the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone, and they kept silent. And in those days, no one told any of the things they had seen. May God bless the reading of the word. Amen. When I'm in different settings, whether it's work in the church or in other places, I'm always accustomed, having learned from one of our kupuna, to introduce myself in this way. I did not grow up a native speaker, so I have Auntie Mariah Kahalekulu to thank for teaching me something. Wakapa yako ino okeala ho alika ku one hanao okeala kikua kona I kamoku okeave. My name is Keala ho alika. I was born in Keala kikua kona on the island of Hawaii to Hazel Ko oho I ku'u vehilani alika and Sugio Kitsuki. I was their firstborn son. I was hanai to my maternal grandfather at the age of 3 and grew up under his care in the area known as Keoho Mauka on the slopes of Hualalai. Hualalai is the third most active volcano on the island. Its peak stands at 8,721 feet above sea level. Because we lived on the slope of the mountain, it was difficult to see its peak, but we were always aware of its presence. Some say the mountain carries the name of the Ahupua'a, or land division, known as Hualalai. Others say it was the name of the wife of Hawaii Loa, the early navigator who found his way to our islands. Some say it is the name that identifies the mountain as a part of the five volcanoes that gave birth to the island. Hualalai is considered the middle child. Whatever we may say about Hualalai, like Mauna Loa, Kilauea, Kohala, and now Mauna Avakea, all are wahikapu. All are sacred places, in much the same way that we would speak of Haleakala and Mauna Kahalebai here on Maui. That understanding of the Mauna should not surprise any of us who see or identify ourselves as Christians. A reading from the book of Exodus and the Gospel according to Luke reminds us that the transfiguration of Moses on Mount Sinai and the transfiguration of Jesus on Mount Tabor established the sacredness of both mountains, a sacredness that is ascribed to mountains all around the world by different peoples and cultures. In early July, thousands of native Hawaiians and others gathered at the base of Mauna Avakea to demand the protection of the mountain as a Vahikapa. One might conclude too quickly that those gathered at the base of Mauna Avakea were there to protest the construction of the 30-meter telescope. But what is happening on Mauna Avakea is not an issue of culture versus science, and it's not entirely about the 30-meter telescope or any telescope. The issue is about the continued mismanagement of the mountain by the state of Hawaii and the University of Hawaii. For our Hawaiian ancestors and descendants, the mauna is where Wakea, Sky Father, met Papahana Moku, Earth Mother, and it was through Wakea and Papa and their meeting in that place that we say the islands of Hawaii were born. There are cultural sites on the mountain, including a sacred lake, significant burial sites, and a historic quarry where stone tools were made. Kapu Aloha, and I know you folks have been seeing this in the press or in media, Kapu Aloha is the movement to protect the mountain. Those gathered at the mauna are kukia'i, the protectors, not protesters, of the mountain. While the immediate aim for many is the halt of the construction of the telescope, the intention is to bring wider attention again to the mismanagement of the mountain by the state. Over the last three decades, management plans for the mountain have been woefully lacking in producing a comprehensive plan that updates the limit of astronomy development that appropriately balances science with the protection of the mountain's natural and cultural resources. Mahelani Uchiyama is the Kumuhula of Halau Kaua Tuahine. She is the founder and director of a Center for International Dance located in Berkeley in Hawaii. There was a time many, many, many years ago when I was much younger that I had an opportunity to be one of her haumana in what was then known as Hula Pahula or Lea Nui Nui. Yeah. Kumu returned to Maui with her haumana to participate in Kumai Kahula, an international hula gathering that was held at the Maui Arts and Culture Center yesterday. And I was sharing with Mahialani just before we began. Several years ago, when Kumu first brought her haumana to the gathering, the same gathering, we were able to sit down over lunch and visit with each other, and I saw her son, Hoku, who's all the children are taller than me, and that's the case with Hoku as well. At that point, we had not seen each other for over 20 years. She was kind and generous, and you know how we are in Hawaii, yeah? Japanese say you gotta take omiyagi, you gotta take something, or Hawaiians, we wanna do a makana. And we keep doing that, and it's part of who we are. But Mahilani was kind and generous in gifting me with several compact discs that she had recorded. On one of the CDs, there was a recording with a voiceover that asked three questions. Where is your mountain? What is your river? How did you come here? And I've shared this with some of you before. Where is your mountain? What is your river? How did you come here? My hunch is that in answering the questions for ourselves, we will find that the mountains and the rivers of our lives have shaped who we are today. And I would also venture to say that the mountains and the rivers know, however different we may be from one another, the languages we speak, the music we sing, and the dances we dance, however different we may be from one another, we all come from the same source. The photographs on the cover of your worship bulletin feature two familiar sites here on Maui. The Wailuku photograph is of Mauna Leo, the height of the two peaks at the entrance of Iao Valley. The Kahapulua photograph features Pu'u Ko'ae, the high cliffs if you go out to Kahapulua, where the Ko'ae birds gather. Whether we speak of the Mauna or the Pu'u, the mountain or the peak, there is a sense in which we will find ourselves transformed by God's amazing grace. Should we ever find ourselves on the Mauna, there is a sense in which in such places, we are transfigured by the light of God's love. What happened on the Mauna we call Sinai is the giving of the law to the prophet Moses. It was a law to govern their lives as a people. What happened on the Mauna we call Tabor was the giving of a new law to Kumu, Jesus. You remember a lawyer asked Jesus a question one day to test him. Kumu, teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest? Jesus said to the lawyer, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Everything that Moses said and did, and all the prophets that have come and gone. It was and always will be the law of aloha that will matter most. I leaned over to Auntie Laurie again, as I'm maturing in age. My memory sometimes betrays me, but I asked her, Uncle Eddie Chang, some of you know, lives up the street, and Auntie Laurie, they're married to each other. And I asked her, we know Uncle Eddie Sr. used to live here in McKenna, and he was married to Auntie Harriet Lamon.
Mokai, yeah? We know Mokai. Where was she from? Mokai. You know what place?
Well, Auntie Harriet was from Molokai. But the family, and this is the segue for the kupuna, the family has land out in Kahakuboa. And for when I first came home 29 years ago, Uncle Eddie Sr., his land and property is still out there and it belongs to the Chang family. And I wanted to say that because as you come to dance, I want to say that there's someone here with ties to that area, yeah? So, why don't you come? The joys of having a dog. Here we are.